821. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler back into the studio. Good morning, Coach, as some folks still call you.
Good morning, Lori, yes.
Thank you for being with us. It's been a while. I know Mardi Gras got in your way last month, but we try to get you here the third Tuesday of each month.
Yes, we really appreciate that. I do, and I apologize for my absence. Mardi Gras, under the weather a little bit, but back up and running.
Good. Glad to hear it. Tell us what's new and exciting in the ever-growing Baldwin County Public School System.
Yes, I'll start with our construction, which doesn't seem to have any end in sight. I've been back 8 years now, and our first school we completed since 2009 was Baymanette Elementary. We got that built after I got back. Right now, we're approaching, after this next phase, close to $500 million, with a B, dollars in new construction with no new taxes to the public. So we're very excited about that.
That's very impressive. Now, you did have a renewal of a tax at some point that has helped.
Correct.
But otherwise, how are these funded, these projects? Because isn't it part of that pay-as-you-go?
Yes, it is, and you're correct. The county commission extended the penny, and that is worth about $60 to $70 million a year to our school system. We were using that to fund pay-as-you-go. John Wilson, our CSFO, takes out short-term loans. We have our schools paid off when we start them in 4 years. So this next phase, phase five, we took to the board, and that's a little bit over $100 million of new construction. And we will have all of that paid off by June of 2026.
Very impressive. Mm-hmm. He needs to do everybody's budgets, doesn't he?
he's scrambling to do ours.
What's the latest groundbreakings that you've had, and what's on the drawing board?
Well, right now we are... Stonebridge was our latest elementary school that was opened up on 31 in the Spanish Fort feeder pattern.
Okay.
We are preparing the site for a new Silver Hill school, and once that site is prepared, we will have a groundbreaking there probably the next several months to open up that school in 2 years. We are looking at, in phase five, new sites for Loxley Elementary to break ground on that. That's a school that's old and tired, but it's a good school. We have, if you've driven Highway 59, you can't avoid seeing the Baldwin Preparatory Academy construction going up. That is in full speed mode right now, so we're hoping to open that in August of 24.
And how is the Baldwin Prep Academy different from other high schools?
It is kind of a standalone. It will kind of be like a magnet school, where any of our students throughout the county can apply to go to that. Our two trade centers are archaic. They've served us well, but they're old. So we're starting this workforce development high school. But an example would be, Lori, that if a parent has a child that wants to go into med school, they can enter the Baldwin Prep as a sophomore and go into our biomedical, our health science field for 3 years, state-of-the-art. USA Health and Infirmary Health is partnering with us. Come out of there and decide what college they would like to go to enter med school.
And then have possibly some credits that would apply?
Have some credits, hopefully, that would apply,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about the trade school? Remind me, I believe it's the vocational, the aeronautical school that's out by the airport.
Right. That's a Fairhope campus. That's aviation. We partner with businesses here in Baldwin County and across the bay. That will not be we won't duplicate that program. In other words, that program will move to our new Baldwin Prep, because we're talking with Airbus and others as far as aviation. And that building will be used for something, but it won't continue to be the aviation center.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So the Baldwin Prep is a quite large facility.
Quite a large facility. You'll have biomedical, health sciences. You'll have cybersecurity. You'll have, HVAC, welding.
And the aviation is moving there,
aviation,
too. Aviation,
okay. Everything.
Wow. That's impressive. So I'm hearing a lot of Some is new construction for replacement. Some is new construction for growth. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Baldwin County Planning Commission and the Daphne and the Fairhope Planning Commissions and council meetings and see these hundreds and hundreds and thousands of homes that are have been permitted to be built, does it make you shudder? Are you ready for it? How do you prepare for that, especially without the legislation that tried to warn you and give you a say-so?
Correct, and it seems like people had an issue with allowing us to form an opinion and get some support on maybe holding off on a subdivision. We want all comers. This school system is exploding. It's the third largest in the state. This is an area that's growing faster than any other area in the state. But in order for us to keep up with quality, if I can't keep up, I have to put portables back on campuses. I don't think the public wants to see that. We just would like to have an opinion that the county, that the planning commission would say, what do you think, Baldwin County Schools?
Can you handle these?
Can you handle
homes?
This? And yeah, we would probably say, we can. Give us 3 years. Give us 3 years or so many years so we can start planning, either to add an addition to a school that would feel that overcrowding or build a new facility. We just would like our opinion to be heard.
Without that option, you just have to know it's unchained growth is coming.
Yes.
And you've got to build as much as possible.
We do. And it is coming. All you have to do is drive the roads of Baldwin County, and every little nook and cranny, there's a new subdivision going in. And I'm excited about that. I mean, we definitely don't want to turn any students away, because we can't. We're a public school system. But if we want quality schools that are safe and the state of the art, the only way I can keep up is to maybe – have someone say, okay, the school system can handle this. We're going to wait a few years until they get some things up and running so they can handle the growth in a particular area. And we're fine with that.
That would be nice. We're speaking with Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler here at WABF. I'm sure you're involved with and will be at the community meeting tonight hosted by the Fairhope Police Department, the dangers of fentanyl and why it matters to you. The school district, Coastal Alabama, and the Baldwin County Community Alliance are all mentioned as co-sponsors, if you will.
Yes, that is on my calendar for the night. I will be there. The battle that law enforcement is fighting, not only here in Baldwin County, but across the nation against this deadly drug is scary. Our schools, we would like to think that they're a safe place, but when students are vaping at a high rate now and you don't know what's in the vape, that concerns us greatly, and it should concern parents. And we made a plea to parents, you know, several months ago, I think in the fall, about the dangers we're seeing, and we just need them to sit down with their sons and daughters and say, this is bad. You don't know what you're putting in that pipe or what you're smoking, and, you know, it just takes one time.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody might not be able to get to you in time.
The event is tonight, Fairhope High School Gymnasium at 6 p.m., The Dangers of Fentanyl and Why It Matters to You. But let's get back to vaping. I mean, obviously, they're outlawed on campus, but they're tiny little things they can keep in their pockets. It's almost hard to
almost
to control.
Undetectable, and we are working on finding the best solution for noticing where vaping is going on in particular areas of our school. You know, we've come a long way with our crisis alert badges that, you know, right now every employee in Baldwin County has that. If there's an issue on campus, you punch a button 3 times and, you know, it notifies everybody that needs to know where you are on campus, what's going on, and every employee wears that. So we're excited about that. But we're trying to find the best devices to detect vaping, because naturally we just can't micromanage every bathroom. And some of these devices now are being compromised. So we want to make sure we make the right choice when we pick a product.
What other issues or problems are you seeing, or if there are any? at our schools?
Well, I've been in it a long time, and I will have to say, Lori, that probably one of the biggest concerns is the vaping. We do our best to avoid anything that deals with bullying, racism, or school safety being compromised. That's been our charge since I've been back. And parents need to know that unless we're notified about a bullying issue, we can't do anything about it. And if they don't feel like we're doing something about it, run it up the flagpole to me, and then I'll circle back around and make sure that we're looking into it. But, you know, we're a large system, and I do think right now there's so many positives that outweigh any of the negatives. But someone's always going to find a negative, and if they find it and bring it to our attention, we'll address it.
I've been impressed with all of the high school athletes I've seen getting athletic scholarships. And we talked about this on air. You won't have the cumulative scholarship total until the end of the year.
Correct, correct. I was talking to our lady, Miss Patrice Davis, over our counselors. Last year we were bumping $91 million. This year she'll have the results in May. But when you talk about athletics, right now our next charge in April is to bring to the board our athletic enhancements for all of our high schools. We're going to probably enhance athletic facilities at every high school to the tune of over $50 million. Again, that is separate from the building phase five construction. So we want to give our schools a state of the art for competition, that people want to come to our school system, quality academics, but also they have a child that might have a future in athletics or just wants to compete while they're in high school with quality facilities, and that'll be coming.
Very nice. And certainly when I was talking about scholarships, I wasn't meaning just athletes. Obviously, there's a lot of scholastic scholarships as well, probably outnumbering the athletic.
Yeah, and that'll be broken down by Patrice in May. But we're always excited about that. And plus, the athletes, men and women, that are now in post-secondary competing. And we're very proud of that.
Now, the city of Fairhope just recently voted to spend, I want to say, a couple of million dollars on a track, a professional grade competition level track that,
right,
if I'm not mistaken, the mayor said that the school system didn't even have one.
No, well, right now, a lot of our schools have added a competition 400 meter tracks.
Okay.
When I was here as a young teacher coach, where you went to run track was out at Faulkner in Bay Minette. That's the only place you could go. And then at Daphne High School, we put in a track, compliments of the community and several businesses. It wasn't a 400-meter. But right now, in that athletic enhancement, if the numbers come in, we can put a track in at a school that is requesting that within the amount of money we're giving them, a little bit over $1 million. So the numbers we're getting from our architect are lower than I think what has come in with Fairhope, but there might be other things they're wanting to do, not just with that track, but other things. So right now we're hoping in the next couple of years that every high school has a 400-meter competition track.
And that's the type of track that the Fairhope is building that would be the tournament-level competition?
Correct, where the state high school association can come down and run meets and make it official. You have one at Spanish Fort High School now that we're going to resurface. You have one out at Daphne High School that we're partnering with the city in on that. You have one at Baldwin County High School. You know, they had four young men win the 4x100 relay, and they prepared on grass. And after that, we decided maybe they need a 400-meter track.
Wow.
So that's what they have on campus.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. What else would you like to mention concerning the school system that I have not thought to ask about?
Well, I'm just excited about our growth, but it is a challenge or an opportunity. We're building quality schools. We have the state-of-the-art technology. We have as good a safety in our schools as I think that money can buy, and all of our law enforcement throughout the cities are partnering with us. I mean, when you walk into a school and you see not only one SRO in some schools, but some schools three because of the nature of the campus and the size of the school, that's impressive.
SRO is a school resource officer. Police officer, yes.
Correct. And the amount of safety measures we take, Marty McRae now is over safety and security for all our schools and doing a marvelous job. But I just think that I hope our parents know that we're trying awful hard to continue to make Baldwin County a place where you can come and get a quality education. And I know our cities want quality of life and a great place to raise a family. And we're continuing partnerships.
Very lovely. Very nice. Always impressive. And I do want to mention, speaking of impressive, you've got a great Facebook page with the Baldwin County Public School System. Anybody on Facebook, be sure and like that. And you get to see just little things like, who knew meteorologist James Spann came to see the kids in Robertsdale this week? Or that, you know, they're having an ACAP-ready presentation for their testing. Of course, their parents may have known that. But
yes, our three ladies in our communication, Danielle Ludlow, Brooke Jordan, and Chastity Riddick, do a great job in promoting our school system.
Very good. You can also, folks can also go to bcbe.org for the website, bcbe.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura.
Baldwin County School Superintendent Eddie Tyler joining us when possible, the third Tuesday of each month.